This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 11/6/2018, no matter how you're connecting with us or when. Welcome, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. We have a fantastic broadcast. Of course, today is Election Day. Midterm elections, usually a death knell for the incoming the newly elected presidency, usually for his party. We'll see what happens today. Blue wave, red wave, whatever. American wave, I'd like to see a constitutional wave. Can we have that? Can we have a Bill of Rights wave? I would really like that. Lowell Ponte, come on. Of course, he's written extensive. He was a traveling editor for the Reader's Digest. He comes on and just so prolific with words and has just a way of putting things. So we're going to have him commentate for about 30 minutes or so on this. Jason Derkovich is going to join us, Grown by Nature. You're going to learn the difference between Grown by Nature vitamins, really a lot of the vitamins we carry, most of the vitamins we carry, and just about anything else that's out there, why we carry these and why that's so important, why you need to know this. Eating, taking, whatever, certain vitamins are actually can be more harmful than good to you, and the reason why, and why Jason has made his Grown by Nature the way that he has. It's very important. He's going to be joining at the end of the show. Joined now, holding on the phone, is Colonel, retired Colonel, Dr. Bart Billings. Of course, he's written the book Invisible Scars, How to Heal from PTSD. He has another book we'll discuss. He's going to come on. What's going on with the VA? I mean, Trump was all over America yesterday, literally, talking about VA choice and the things that he's done supposedly for veterans. And, yes, I think some things he's done, but what does that mean? And we're going to get a real-world example and things that veterans really need to know about. Before we get to Bart, this is – I got a clip. To me, I saw this, and I about – you ever feel like you got punched in the stomach? You ever feel like that? Well, that's how I felt. I mean, I emailed some of my friends. I emailed the Pastor Wright, and he sent me an encouraging email. Thank you, Pastor Wright. This bothers me. Yesterday, we had Jordan Maxwell on to talk about the infiltration in our government, in our way of life, to our constitutional republic. This is what we're talking about. Okay, I'm going to play you a clip of what happened in Maryland. This is, ladies and gentlemen, for today in the news cycle, all the news I've seen, this is the biggest story in the world. So I'm going to play the clip. It's about 2 minutes. Give me 1 second here. Now, I want you to pay particular attention to how the news people portray this and what the neighbor says down the street about what the neighbor is like before this. So listen, this is out of Maryland.
An Anne Arundel County man is dead after officers say he refused to give up his gun to police.
Officers shot and killed him at his home this morning where they were attempting to enforce the new red flag law.
WJZ is live near the scene in Ferndale. Kimberly Eaton is updating this developing situation. Kimberly.
And Vic, police just left this Ferndale neighborhood now nearly 12 hours after officers first showed up here to attempt to remove guns from a home and ended up shooting and killing the gun owner. Flashing red and blue lights cut through the rain in this Ferndale neighborhood Monday afternoon. Police now guarding the street where their attempt to enforce the new red flag law turned fatal hours earlier. Around 5:15 in the morning, Anne Arundel County police say they came to a home on Linwood Avenue near Broadview Boulevard to take weapons from 60-year-old Gary Willis. They say two officers knocked on the door and Willis answered, armed with a handgun. Sergeant Jacqueline Davis says at first he put the gun down and stepped outside to talk with police.
He was fine with the officers until they told him, hey, we're serving you with this order, and this order orders us from the court to take your guns.
At that point, she says Willis went for his gun. One of the officers tried to grab it out of his hand, and Willis pulled the trigger. That bullet didn't hit anyone, but it prompted the other officer to open fire, shooting and killing the gun owner. It's a deadly beginning to a law that's barely a month old and that Anne Arundel County Police have only had to enforce 9 times so far, following court orders to remove guns from owners who reportedly may be a danger to themselves or others.
These are particularly dangerous. Only do we know there's weapons involved, we're also taking the weapons.
It led to gunfire before dawn on this otherwise quiet street. Justin Ralston moved in down the block a year ago, now surprised to see a full-on investigation where neighbors tell him crime just doesn't happen.
He lived for, I don't know how many, 20-some years. He's never had anything stolen, you know. It's just quiet neighborhood and everything.
And under the law, family police, a list of people really can ask for the protective order to remove weapons. But in this case, it's not clear who petitioned the court.
Okay, so it's clear that he's dead, but it's not clear why, right? That's what she just told. That's what she just told you. A couple things immediately came to my mind. One, she said the story. They came to the door. He said he came to the door with a gun. He put the gun down. Then they executed the order, and then he picked up the gun. Whatever. At this point, I have no reason to believe anything a police officer says. I have zero reason. Why do I say that? Time after time after time in these type of shoot situations, we have seen the video evidence come back, and that police are better fiction writers than Stephen King when it comes to these stories. It may have happened like they said, but they don't get the benefit of the doubt. Not with me. I've seen too much, and I think that you have too if you've been paying attention. That's the first thing. Second thing, this is why people don't trust police. You notice what the neighbor said about the neighbor. Oh, it's quiet neighborhood. Nothing ever happens here. No problems, no robbery. What, until when? When was the peace of the neighborhood disturbed? Oh, when the police came in and executing unconstitutional orders. Who is the terrorist? Remember we had the guest on, the former police chief? This was before when Joyce was still on. I came on with her briefly, and he says that the police need to pretend or imagine that every person they pull over is a terrorist. Do you remember that? You remember that coming out of his mouth? It's been a while. You may or may not. And then I got on the line and I said, well, then should we assume that every police is a lying murderer? You remember that? He didn't like that. Like we're supposed to give them some kind of, who's in charge? Who is the public servant? That's what I'd like to know. Did this lady, this police officer that was recanting the story, did she or did she not take an oath to defend the Constitution? Did she or did she not? And she's going to say, well, what? You notice how she said she blamed on the court. The court has ordered us. The court has ordered you. So some man, probably a pedophile, I don't want to get too forward, but who knows, some judge, some man in a black robe sitting behind there, somebody came to him. They didn't even know the reason. They couldn't even tell us the reason why this order was enacted. Is that secret now? We're not allowed to know? Said that this man no longer could have guns, his rights. You know, this is why I've been so obsessed about saying Second Amendment rights. It's not Second Amendment rights or Second Amendment privileges. It's none of those things. To own a gun is a sovereign right given to you who? By who? Your creator. That's not my opinion. That's law. Read the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence is a more important document than the Constitution. Much more. Much more important. It's the Charter. The Constitution, that is the bylaws of the Charter, just so you remember. The Fifth Amendment to the Constitution of the Bill of Rights. Let's see. Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property to be taken for public use without just compensation. Okay, due process. Remember the 14th Amendment and privileges. Privileges under the United States. This is what we've been talking about. This is what Jordan Maxwell was talking about yesterday in detail. We do not live in the constitutional republic world of Thomas Jefferson anymore. They can make up any excuse they want. The law, I just read you with the Fifth Amendment, due process of law. They can't take anything. So it used to be in America, just so you know, like if I got arrested for armed robbery, say I got arrested for armed robbery or I think even murder, and I used my some pistol, and I went to jail, and they take all my stuff, my clothes, my pistol, they put it in a box. When I get out of jail, they hand me everything in the box, including the pistol, back and say, welcome back into society. That used to be America and the attitude. Your right to own a gun and to arm yourself is part of being a sovereign American. The next most important question of this is what to do now. They are trying, this is extrajudicial. This is extra constitutional. This is non-constitutional. This is outside of the Declaration of Independence. This is outside of American law. This is a counterfeit 14th Amendment corporate jurisdiction where you are an employee of the corporation and they tell you that you do not have a privilege anymore to carry a gun, that guns are privileges. This is everything that is anti-American. This may be the line in the sand. This may be the Waterloo right here. They've only executed 9 of them, and one person's dead already. The question, I got a lot of thoughts. I was through the roof about this. Obviously, you don't have to be too imaginative to believe that this will be sweepingly applied to veterans real soon. Because the threats by SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, the threat fusion, who is the real threat in America? Who will not, if they are going to take down, form a global government, who has to be taken down? Who has to be taken down? The Constitutional Republic of the United States, the inheritance of Thomas Jefferson and the like. That has to be gone. And who will not let that happen? Who will stand in the line to make sure that doesn't happen? Well, the same people who've been standing in the line for the last 200 plus years in America are veterans who swore an oath to defend the Constitution. Do you think they're going to go for this? No. This is the biggest news in the world that innocent Americans are being stripped to death. This man is a hero. He just suffered death by government, death by the state. He is a hero. I hope his name is always remembered for this day. And you think about it. And if, like Jordan Maxwell said yesterday, if you don't think our government has gone astray, the only people who don't understand this are those who have had no interaction or conflict with the government. If you have conflict with the government, like this man, you understand exactly what they are. And what they have become, and what, more importantly, what we have allowed them to become, because we have taken the place of the servile subject, not the sovereign, constitutionally protected, divinely endowed people that we are. Dr. Billings is patiently waiting. I went a little longer than I wanted to. On the other side, we're going to bring him in. Apply this to vets, and he has an amazing story about the VA, what's really going on. We'll see that here on the other side. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. ThePowerHour.com. Dr. Billings on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Gary Willis is his name, and I hope his name goes down as a hero, as a martyr. And an update, one of the reporters says, family members tell me there was a fight last night centered around the care of an elderly family member. Gary Willis struggles with alcoholism. The family says he wasn't dangerous, just strongly opinionated. Yeah, he's not dangerous. The police are dangerous. A fight ensued over the gun, the spokeswoman said there for the police. Boy, is that portend to what we're, the whole world? A fight ensues over the gun. Ladies and gentlemen, you mark it down. You count my words. If I have told you anything on this show, if you have learned anything ever from me, you can bet your bottom dollar there will be a fight over the gun. Because the gun is the symbol, is the ultimate symbol and last symbol of your freedom in the United States of America. I promise you. We're bringing on our next guest. Very happy to have him here. Of course, it's the week of Veterans Day, and well, it's always Veterans Day here, but we really want to focus on it. He has written the book Invisible Scars. So many people are suffering from PTSD. He comes to now alert us of something more in our face about the VA, what we're dealing with. Very important story. Very happy to have him. Dr. Billings, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you a lot.
Yes, very good to have you here. This story about this gun, I can totally see, and I've totally heard people say this, hey, veterans need to give up their guns, and there's so many of them are dealing with PTSD. You know, if this goes through, the next wave will be, oh, look, all these veterans on psychotropic drugs for PTSD, they all need to give up their weapons. I can see it plain as day. Any comment?
That's really a catch-22. You need to know more specific information about what occurred today, what was going on in the House. I just don't know enough, really, to make any comments about today's shooting. But there have been shootings. there's certain people I don't think personally, you know, I collect antique guns and everything, so I'm a big Second Amendment person. I shoot, I competitively shoot. But there are certain people that even when I was in the military, when I was being trained as a combat engineer, there's an exercise called advance and cover. And at that time, in 68, it was go to jail or go to the Army. And there were criminals that I was training with. I selected in the advance and fire, which means you advance and your colleagues cover you. They shoot over your shoulder. You're in front of them. And I would not pick these hoods out of Chicago to cover for me. I didn't trust them. What does that tell you? Okay, they're in the Army. They have guns. You should trust them. But, you know, you want to survive, too. And they're crazy people that do crazy things. Chris Kyle, the American sniper, you know, he was killed by someone who he should have never taken to the range, who was on all kind of brain-altering psychiatric meds, both from the VA, from doctors, as well as illegal. I would never, you know, if I was at that VA and there was group therapy going on and Chris Kyle used to go to the groups to talk with these other guys and take them out to help them, unfortunately, he took this guy out to a range where he gave him a gun. And this guy used it and killed him because the medications he was on, God only knows how delusional he was. Again, these psychiatric medications, they have a black box warning, and that warning connotates that these drugs can kill you. And the side effects, and there's black box warning, the first one is suicide, poor reasoning and judgment, anger and hostility, which could be homicide. So this is a tough situation. I would rather see our veterans not be diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, because that D on the end, I don't see it as disorder. If somebody gives you that label, that D for me stands drugged. You're being drugged with brain-altering drugs that really don't work, and that cause very serious side effects. For example, over 90% of the school shooters were on brain-altering psychiatric medications. Over 90%, they downplay these medications. You know, I tried to get to the NRA saying, look, you know, we need to talk, you know, you're being attacked on gun control. Maybe we should be talking about brain-altering psychiatric medication control because people do things that they normally would not do. And not just people who have a history, let's say, of some emotional problems, but people who never had a history of emotional problems get these medications for a sore foot. Matter of fact, I had somebody who had an injured foot, and they gave him antidepressants. His pain went away.
Hold that thought.
That shows you how powerful they are. But within a short period of time,
hold that thought. There's the break.
Killing himself, and he almost beat his nephew up.
We'll be back on the other side with Dr. Billy.
Campers and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Epigenetics and the sins of the father. God said, man said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God said, man said.com. Mommies and the sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God said, man said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
You USA Radio News.
Malfunctioning machines, voter confusion, and locked polling sites were among some of the early problems we saw on Election Day as millions of Americans cast their ballot. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen joined Fox News and expressed optimism in just how safe our election system is.
The answer is we know what we know today, right this moment. But as we continue to watch the system, we continue to get reporting from state and locals, for example, that threat picture could continue to change.
And as far as that blue wave we've been hearing about due to all the early voting, Sean Trendy is with Real Clear Politics. He has a message for everyone.
Predicting from early voting is always really dangerous because you don't know who's going to show up to vote on Election Day. That's exactly what went wrong in 2016 when people looked at early voting and there was a huge turnout for Republicans on 2016. What we can say is it looks like people on both sides are very engaged and very excited about this election.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We got some great specials, especially for veterans. If you're a veteran, if you're a family member of veterans, we're doing extra sales on everything at the Power Mall. Please tell Jay when you call that you're a veteran or family member of a veteran. She'll give you extra 5% off, even on top of our sales. I know a lot of veterans, instead of they are dealing with PTSD. They've had traumatic things. They try the lithium balance, the lithium orotate, and have great success. We have mountains and mountains of testimonies about that. We have that on sale at the Power Mall. Very important for our listening audience. All the clay products. The clay is one of those have-to-have things. It's 10% off. The wet mask, of course, the powder and the half-pound and the 4-pound size. 10% off all good health naturally. That includes the Kirk curcumin. That includes the digestive enzymes, the serrapeptase, which are just fantastic. The alpha lipoic acid R, the full spectrum vitamin E that you just, you know, you can't get it at a big box store. There's a reason that these vitamins and these supplements, they cost a little more. We put them on sale, sell them for the best price we can. There's a reason. And there's a reason why our listeners have success and their lives are affected with it. At the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And please spread the word about our new shortwave frequency, 9.980, 4 to 5 Central. Every day that we're on, 4 to 5 Central, so we'll be live here in about 25 minutes if you want to check that out. Let us know how it's working for you. Please give us feedback on shortwave. We have very little other way to tell how it's working except by your feedback. So please let us know. And thank you so much for your purchases and your donations, your prayers, your energy. This is your show, ladies and gentlemen. We will not be stopped and we will not be censored if you do not allow it. We're all in this together, so God bless you and thank you. Check out the sales at the Power Mall, all the other great products always at there. We're going, getting back to Dr. Billings, retired Colonel, Dr. Bart Billings, his book, you know, about the effects of PTSD. He's come on for a really important reason. He's got a story about the VA that I think you should be aware of. Dr. Billings, let's get into your work with the VA and what you're finding out.
I recently, a couple years ago, I was contacted by a naval officer, who was discharged from the military, and she called me up just as a fellow officer. I didn't see her as a patient. I just gave her some advice. She called up for some advice, and she apparently went in the Navy. She graduated from Annapolis, and she did a few tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan, and she was in charge of hazardous material disposal while in the Navy in Iraq. The disposal methods weren't on par with what they should have been, and she did report it, and she was a whistleblower. Well, here's an individual who put 12 years in the military, graduated from Annapolis. Her brother graduated from West Point. Her other brother graduated from the Coast Guard Academy, father of Vietnam. They're a longtime military family and a real hero. She did really good work, and now she's out, and she went to the VA. Now, when you get out of the military, whether you retire or resign, you bring your medical records to the VA, and she went to the VA a couple years ago and complaining of some physical problems. Well, they proceeded, what she told me is they proceeded to diagnose her with PTSD. She insisted that wasn't the case. They offered her psychiatric medications, which, again, they're all black box warning medications, severe side effects. And she was smart enough to realize that I don't need to take these things. And if I have anything from being deployed, it's PTS, post-traumatic stress, which a lot of people don't understand. Post-traumatic stress is a normal reaction to being in an abnormal environment. It's a normal reaction, nightmares, hypervigilance, et cetera. And you really don't need brain-altering medications to learn how to deal with some of these situations. And she realized that. And she got involved with integrative treatment, such things as yoga, Pilates, exercise. She was a cross-country runner when she was at Annapolis. So she went on her way, but her symptoms got worse, and she went to the hospital. And, again, they want to give her a psychiatric diagnosis, and she said, there's something wrong with me. And this was at the VA, and they kept on insisting. They showed her medical jacket and said, oh, you have a borderline personality disorder. And she said, who put that in there? That's not right.
Wow.
So this continued
wow.
for a period of years. So finally, She had no thorough physical or anything, in spite of her being very sensitive to fresh paints now. She was sensitive to all kinds of chemicals in her everyday environment. She couldn't live in an apartment that was freshly painted. So she was having all these problems. No significant physical. So she finally insisted just recently, not that long ago, look, I need somebody, my chest is hurting me. And they initially gave her a diagnosis, which was an inflammation, costochondritis, an inflammation of the cartilages in your chest. And she said, well, it's still bothering me. You know, there's something wrong. Do an MRI. So finally, she fought tooth and nail. They did an MRI. Well, what they found was a tumor and her chest, and that spread into her sternum. She had stage 4 cancer that was overlooked for 2.5 years. Over the past several months, she was insisting the VA can't provide the services, and supposedly I'm supposed to be able to go to a community medical facility for these services. Here's what is not stated in the fine print. The VA has to release you stating they can't provide the services in order for those services in the community to be paid for. They wouldn't do that with her. They said, we can provide the services, although they didn't really provide the specialists that she needed. They had residents, fellows that were working with her. And she finally checked in to one of the best hospitals in the country, right down the street from the VA hospital, which is Scripps in La Jolla. She came out of there with the diagnosis, the confirmation, and a course of treatment that they wanted to pursue, which was remove the tumor, et cetera. The VA wouldn't go along with it, wouldn't release her, even though she had TriWest and I guess some type of Social Security disability. She couldn't get it paid for. And right now, I am working with her. I am calling the social work services at Scripps. I'm trying to get somebody to help her get her treatment by the best hospital in the area, which isn't the VA. The VA, a few years back when they rated the VA on a scale, and I believe it was somebody like the Joint Commission on Hospital Accreditation, a scale of 1 to 5, they were rated a 3. In the military, you don't get rated below the highest in order to move forward. So that's not a good deal. And I remember about a year and a half ago, the local VA was investigated by the Inspector General for the VA on a Marine who committed suicide. And the Inspector General of the VA stated they erred in several different ways in his care. So she was right wanting to go to where she can get better care. But here's the thing. You know, we all hear how great it is now that our veterans are able to go into the community if the VA can't provide the services, but the VA has to agree to it. And the people at the lower levels in the VA are the people that are trying to keep their patients, and they didn't agree for her to go to a hospital that would give her superior treatment.
Let me ask you a follow-up question there. Do you think there's any blowback against her for being a whistleblower, or is it just the fact that they don't want to?
There has been blowback in the Navy. She wanted to continue for 20 years, and that wasn't able to occur. That was from blowback. I sent your radio station her story. An individual wrote up her story just recently. And if your listeners want it, maybe they can contact your station, and you can send them her story. It's tragic. There's a picture
We'll put it on the website.
Yeah, there's a picture of her in the Navy. She looks strong. She looks healthy. She looks fit. And there's a picture of her today. You would think you're looking at a different person.
Well, we're coming on a break, and on the other side, we'll continue with this. Of course, you're the author of Invisible Scars, which has literally saved people's lives. And we want veterans, we want everybody to get help. I want you to be happy. Everybody here at the Power Hour, we work, we pray very hard. We want you to be happy. We want you to be healthy. We want you to be successful. We want you to be free, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Bart Billings giving us some very good information. Stay tuned. ThePowerHour.com. ThePowerHour.com. We'll have that article up that he mentioned.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We're talking to Dr. Bart Billings, retired Colonel Dr. Bart Billings. This situation with Vet Choice, you know, Trump has promised us that this is going to be a big thing. Would you say that something positive has happened since his election in 2 years? Has progress been made, or is it just frustrating like this story that you've given us here?
No, I think President Trump has the right idea. And apparently people now who aren't doing their jobs in the VA can be fired. I sat in on meetings with Congress and representatives of VA and watched the VA administrators with impunity basically thumb their nose at congressmen who deserve to know information. Now, I don't think that's going to happen because they can be relieved of their duty. It's going in the right direction, but the more information the White House has, the better it's going to be for veterans. And with this case that I just talked to you about, I know some people that have access to staff in the White House, and I asked them to bring this story in because the only way that they could improve situations is know that there's cases like this that are still going on where our veterans are being deprived of quality medical services because somebody in the VA at the lower levels is deciding, no, we're not going to release you. We're not going to pay for your community medical treatment. And there's reasons why they do that. They don't want to look bad. They don't want to lose their patients.
Mm.
Too late. It's heading in the right direction.
Good. Well, it's too late for them to look bad because they've looked bad for quite a while. And the people suffering are, you know, some of our most cherished people in this country.
That's correct.
Your great work, your great book, highly, highly valuable book, Invisible Scars, for those who need this book. Share it with all your friends and family who may be, this may apply to, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about the Marine Corps League and how they're using this important, important book?
The book was only out several months. And I received a call from the chief of staff of the Marine Corps League. And up to that point, all of the reviews on the book were all 5 stars. And he called me up and he said, I read 25 pages of your book. And I was expecting, he only read 25 pages. This is not going to be a good call. And I was hesitant. I said, okay. You read 25 pages. Well, what can you tell me? And he says, next to the Bible is the best book I will ever read. And what he did, I almost fell off the chair when he told me that. But when he told me that, he pursued, obviously, reading the rest of the book and setting up what he called Invisible Scar Peer Group Book Clubs. His first group was with 22 Marines. They were non-active duty, but they were experiencing all kind of problems. And this group was tasked by him. This was his idea. It wasn't my idea. To read one chapter every 2 weeks. They met on a weekly basis, and all they did in their meeting was discuss what was in that chapter in the book. So basically, they used the book as a guide for the peer groups. Several months goes by, and I get an email with a picture of the first 22 Marines from the Marine Corps League. And the chief of staff commented, he said, pick the 4 people out of this picture who were going to commit suicide, whose life the book saved. And again, it was just astonishing, and they've since, the Marine Corps League has purchased hundreds of books, and they're using it, and it's spreading, and it's used as a guide. It's almost like me being in the group, and that's really critical because most people don't know how to run groups, but if you have a guide and you're following a guide, you don't need a therapist there. You just follow what you're reading, and you discuss it. So it became, again, not only a peer group, but a book club, and it benefited a lot of people. The Marine Corps League had their meeting in Quantico last year, and 500 people attended, and 500 people left with a copy of the book. So they're using it. It's effective. I do get calls from people, emails saying the book has saved my life. I had a fireman. I gave a talk and a book signing. And he called me 3 weeks later, and he said I was going to commit suicide when I came into your talk. And I read the book, and you saved my life. So that's what's going on with the book. The book is effective. It talks about integrative treatment as the treatment of choice. It talks about the difference between PTS, which is normal reaction to abnormal environment, to PTSD with the big D, that people want to call it a disorder. I see the D and I call it that person's being drugged. So the book covers a lot of things. It covers dead in bed. I got a call from one of the groups, the Marine Corps League, and they said, you scared the hell out of us. I said, well, how could I do that? I wasn't even there. They said, we got Chapter 4, and you talk about multiple psychiatric medications that are taken by people who go to bed at night and die in their sleep because the respiration shuts down.
Ooh. Ooh. For somebody who was in active duty, is getting out of there, or feeling stressed or what have you, is the first thing you tell them to get the book, or what's the first thing you would do for a family member that was in that type of situation?
First thing I would do is really tell them to get the book, because that's just as good as me being there talking with them. That's why I wrote it, because I can't be in all these places. You know, I've been in the mental health field for 50 years, over 50 years, and I put 34 years in the military, and I've seen just about every imaginable thing you could see, but you know, I got drafted as a combat engineer and wound up then getting a direct commission later and a medical service corps. But, you know, I would recommend somebody read the book. It's very easy to read and understand. And people need to understand that post-traumatic stress is a normal reaction to an abnormal environment, and it goes back thousands of years. Every soldier in every army experienced post-traumatic stress. It only becomes a disorder when you can't figure out how to deal with the combat stress residual effects, you know, nightmares, et cetera, which are not that difficult to deal with if you get help, or a lot of people figure it out on their own.
Where can people get the book? Do you have a website that people can go to?
Yeah, it sells through Amazon, but the easiest way to understand what the book covers is go to my website, which is Bart, B-A-R-T, middle initial P, like Patrick Billings, BILLINGS.com. And when you go there, there's several pages you could read. There's where you click on buy book, it takes you there. You get the book, you can get Kindle.
Very good.
There's
very good, Doc.
There's articles I've written. It's a good website.
Thank you very much for joining us and your work that you've done. God bless you, and God bless everybody here who needs this. Invisible Scars is the book. Check it out. Stay tuned.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.